How are you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Lucinda Moore, born Lucinda Simmons, is a gospel singer, songwriter with a big voice suited for leading large choirs. After making her solo debut with the Lucinda Moore LP in 2006, she reached a career high number 3 on the Billboard Top Gospel Albums chart with 2017's Walking in Favor. Released in 2023, Lord, I Hear You featured a little track that went on to win a BMI Trailblazer Award. A native of Bridgeport, Connecticut, Moore began singing in church at an early age. By the time she was in her teens, she was singing and leading local choirs. Her professional career began a few years later when she netted a position as a backing vocalist for one of her influences, Tremaine Hawkins, a post she held for 5 years. After several more years of performing with multiple gospel vocal groups, including appearances on the Gospel Music Workshop of America, she self-released her first solo recording, an EP entitled Unlimited Praise. That was in 2004. That led to a spot on the Ty Scott Records roster, and the label issued her debut long player, Lucinda Moore, in 2006. It landed in the top 20 of Billboard's Gospel Albums charts. In the meantime, Moore helped out other artists, recordings, including working on arrangements for 2006 Grateful by Coco and Instrument of Praise by Carmen. 2017, she landed the single Walking in Favor. She followed the song with empowering singles such as 2018's Still Alive and I Survived, and 2021's Gospel Airplay charting Lord, I Hear You on 2022's Victory, No Defeat, produced by Cedric Thomas. It was issued on Moore's own label, Nala Music Group. Lately, we've been seeing tons of films. Many talented African Americans are making movies and TV shows. Some prominent figures include, of course, Spike Lee, Steve McQueen, Ava DuVernay, Jordan Peele, and Barry Jenkins. Actors like Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, and Whoopi Goldberg. Writers and producers like Issa Rae and Lena Waithe. The industry also includes pioneers like Oscar Minot and Melvin Van Peebles. Here's a quick look of some outstanding African American directors. Gordon Parks was a photographer, filmmaker, and writer who was the first African American photographer on the staff of Life magazine, and he also directed films like Shaft. Sidney Poitier, a celebrated actor, director, and producer who broke racial barriers in Hollywood. Denzel Washington, a highly acclaimed Oscar-winning actor and director known for his powerful performances and contributions to the industry. Viola Davis, a critically acclaimed actress known for her work in both film and television. Whoopi Goldberg, a versatile actress, comedian, writer, producer, and host, has made significant contributions to entertainment. Donald Glover, an actor, musician, rapper, writer, and director known for his work in Atlanta and other projects. Julie Dash, a filmmaker and author known for her activism in films like Daughters of the Dust, which was first featured film directed by an African American woman to be distributed in the United States. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Never Be the Same from Dietrich Haddon. Number 9, I Can, Marcus Jordan. 8, Father in Heaven, B.B. Winans. 7, You've Been So Faithful, Ted and Sherry. 6, All Yours, Kiara Sheard, Anthony Brown. 5, Only One Way Home, the Mississippi Mass Choir. 4, Don't Give Up, Ernest Pugh. 3, Lead Me On, Chandler Moore. Number 2, Change Your Mind, FKNM, Fred Hammond, Keith Staten, and Marcus Cole. And our new number one song comes from Tamela Mann with Deserve to Win. Well, that's your top 10 songs, our list of prominent African American directors, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor, reminding you to connect with me on all social media outlets. Do that by going to my website at msninataylor.com. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.